Hello and welcome to lesson number 8 in God's Church Manual, 1 Timothy. We call it God's Church Manual because it tells us how we ought to behave in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. We have a manual here right from God telling us how things ought to be done. Well, we've come to chapter 3 in this study, and in chapter 3 in verse number 2, it says, a bishop then must be. And then in verse number 8, it says, likewise must the deacons be. And it gives detailed instructions concerning the structure of the local church, what the pastor must be, what the deacons must be, and we are without excuse on how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God concerning the structure, concerning what God requires from pastors and what he requires from deacons. Now, we're not going to go through this chapter in detail because most of the people who are listening to this series of messages are not responsible for that structure. If you are and you want the notes, I have detailed notes on this chapter. If you email me at bobkirkland7@gmail.com, I'll be glad to send you those if you would like to have them. We're going to fast forward to chapter 4, where we read in verse number 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly. In other words, in a clear and detailed manner, leaving no room for confusion or doubt. There's no room for confusion or doubt as to how things ought to be done in the local church. The Bible says, and Jesus said it, that the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. The word things occurs 32 times in 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, which are three books that were written to pastors to tell them how things ought to be done in the local church. He shall teach you all things. Jesus also said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. It's interesting that in those same three books, the word truth occurs 13 times. And so between the word things and between the word truth, we have 45 references to it in these three little books. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. He'll guide you into all truth. We have clear and detailed manners here given to us. There's no room for confusion or doubt as to how things should be done in the local church. The Holy Spirit speaketh expressly. He refers to the latter times, and we're certainly living there. That's an interesting phrase, the latter days, the latter years, the latter times. I think that is referring to and begins with the rebirth of Israel through to the millennium. We can't be dogmatic about the exact date on that, but the scriptures give us explicit events that will happen during the latter times. And it's interesting that in 1948, on May the 14th, Israel was established as a state for the first time in 2,000 years. They'd been wandering through the world like God said they would, and just like the Word of God tells us, they would be reestablished just prior to Jesus coming back again, and we're getting there in those latter days right now. During that time, we have seen that some have departed more than ever in the last 2,000 years as far as getting away from the things of God. We read concerning what Paul had to say in Timothy's day, some were teaching false doctrine, some turned aside unto vain jangling, some made shipwreck, some departed from the faith, some turned aside after Satan, some sinned openly, some sinned secretly, some coveted after money, some erred concerning the faith, some had their faith overthrown, some were vessels to honor, and some were vessels to dishonor. Interesting, one of the 12 made it. And it's going to be like that again in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Now, it says they'll depart from the faith. They may not necessarily depart from a church meeting. They're still going to be going to look for some kind of religious activity. But we'll see as in this age that we're living in, as well as it was in the age when Timothy was pastor in that church at Ephesus, that faith, they were departing from the faith. Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth? Why did they reject the faith? Because teachers were allowed to teach false doctrine. That's where it all starts. And we have a responsibility to expose those who are teaching false doctrine. As a result of not exposing them, what happens is people in the church are going to be listening, giving heed to seducing spirits. They're going to give heed to doctrines of devils. Why? Because we didn't do what it says in Titus 1 and verse 11 concerning those false prophets, concerning those who are bringing in a damnable heresy like is happening today, those who are saying you don't need to repent in order to be saved. That's a damnable heresy. And it says in Titus 1:11, their mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things they ought not. Oh, no, we don't want to just do that. We want to keep the messages very positive. Let's just talk about all the sweet things in the Bible. Let's not go exposing those people who are bringing in this damnable heresy. Well, say goodbye to the next generation if you're doing that. We look back here, and it says about speaking lies. Now, Paul is talking about those in Timothy's day who are coming in. He's referring to unsaved people who are bringing in their religious junk, and they were forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat and all that sort of thing. We don't have that situation today. They had their conscience seared with a hot iron. That is, their inner feeling, their conscience, which would guide them as to what was right and wrong concerning their behavior. Paul says that it's like they are got a branding iron. That's what this hot iron's talking about. They're branded with this. They're just going. They've been branded. They're false prophets, and that's what they are. And they just don't have any. Well, the Bible puts it this way: it's a spiritual understanding thing, and they didn't have the Spirit of God living within them, and so they're just going on with their conscience seared with a hot iron. However, the problem here for us is if we look at Galatians chapter 2, and it's not concerning these unsaved people with their conscience seared with a hot iron, these unsaved hypocrites speaking lies, but when we get to Galatians chapter 2, we read here about the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Now, it's the same word used in 1 Timothy 4:2 and Galatians 2:13. The word dissimulation and the word hypocrisy are the same Greek word. We're talking about hypocrisy. So what's happening here in Galatians chapter 2? We have other Jews. We have him referred to here with him. We have Barnabas, and the problem is we have hypocrisy. Now, who is the him referred to here in verse number 13? This is Peter. Peter, they likewise dissembled with him. Let's read it that way. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with Peter, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Peter was leading the group in their hypocrisy. That's what it says here. Vine's expository dictionary concerning this word says it is to join in acting the hypocrite in pretending to act from one motive, whereas another motive really inspires the act. He said Peter with other Christian Jews, in separating from Christian Gentiles at Antioch, pretended that the motive was loyalty to the law of Moses, whereas really it was fear of the Judaizers. And so Peter was being a hypocrite, and he was leading other people astray. Now, let's read the details here. In Galatians chapter 2, it says, "But when Peter was come to Antioch, Paul said, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas," he was a solid, fundamental fellow, "insomuch that Barnabas was also carried away with their dissimulation, with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Peter, he said, Peter was come to Antioch. Paul said, I withstood him to the faith. He said the Jews dissembled likewise with him in their hypocrisy. He said in verse 14, I said unto Peter before them all. He exposed Peter. Peter was a good friend of his. Oh, man, we got today, we're not choosing truth, we're choosing friends. That's where we are today, and we're paying a serious price for that. Well, Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:6, If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. These things, if you look in 1 Timothy 3:14, these things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. Chapter 4 and verse 11, these things command and teach. 4 and 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. In chapter 5 and verse 7, and these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. 5 and 21, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, thou observe these things, without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. And then in chapter 6 and verse 2, these things teach and exhort. 6 and 11, But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. These things. He went on to say, if you're nourished up in the words of faith, and of good doctrine, nourished up, that is to provide with food or other substances necessary for growth, health, and good condition. And so he talks about the words of faith 19 times in 1 Timothy, 8 times in 2 Timothy, 5 times in Titus, it refers to faith. Doctrine, 8 times in 1 Timothy, 4 times in 2 Timothy, and 4 times in Titus, it talks about doctrine. So important, faith and doctrine. I remember years ago, I was just a young lad, and I remember Jerry Falwell saying, I'm not going to preach doctrine anymore. It's too divisive. Well, what's left of that church? A rock and roll center. That's what it is, not really a church anymore. And so we have faith, we have doctrine. The Bible says, This is the context of all of this. How thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. How we ought to behave. Well, be sure and tune in for lesson number 9 as we continue in our next session in God's Church Manual.